Mark Vandermeer, John Harris here in the Hyundai Texans Radio Studio, joined by defensive coordinator Mike Vrabel. Coach, how are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing very well. And tell us, the experience that you guys went through last year and all hands on deck and being able to get through that and finish number one on defense, how's that helping you as you deal with the adversity you're facing this year? No Watt, no Whitney, but you guys come up with a good performance in the first game without those two.
We look at who we have every week, and we look at how we can use them, and that's pretty much how we do it. We go down the roster, and we say, well, how many outside linebackers do we have? How many D linemen? How many corners? How many safeties? How many inside linebackers? And then at that point in time, we say, okay, this guy will play here. This guy will play there. This guy's going to back him up. Can this guy play another position? That's really what we do, and we try to get the guys to know what to do, and like I've said before, try to play fast and aggressive.
Coach, we talked to Bobby a little bit earlier about linebackers. We know about Bernard. We've asked you about him. What about your rookies, Zach Cunningham and then Dylan Cole, undrafted guy out of Missouri State who stepped up and made plays, unfortunately hurt. But what about your two rookies and what have they meant to your defense?
Yeah, they played a bunch for us. They've played a lot of snaps on first and second down, and Zach's, you know, come in and helped us on third down. They're young. You know, that's the thing I'll say about them. They're young. So I don't know. Sometimes they don't even know what they don't know. They just go out and play. You know, Zach just kind of runs around and chases the ball and does a great job, and he'll continue to improve and get better. He's been much more physical of a player than what we thought or had seen on film. Mm-hmm. I think watching him against some of the spread teams last year was hard to evaluate, but you know, certainly done everything we've asked him to do, and he'll continue to improve. And then Dylan was just a guy that, you know, came in and made plays from the get-go and has showed itself in the games. And hopefully we get him back pretty soon.
What about some of the defensive linemen? DJ Reed, or you have Joel Heath making plays for you. Watkins is busy in the last game. Can you comment on them?
Yeah, DJ's been great for us. He's been, you know, pretty stout inside. He's been a good leader up that front. I think the younger guys can relate to him. Just kind of him being in his second year, but playing a bunch of football for us. And so it's DJ's time to kind of, you know, take that group and lead it and teach those young guys. And Joel and Dunny. Dunny's been grinding away in there and trying to do his job and just trying to be physical and try to play stout and square and not give up, you know, running lanes. And then Carlos, you know, we expect a lot from Carlos. He's got a lot of ability. And it was good to see him get a bunch of snaps yesterday.
Coach Jadeveon talked about a little bit yesterday about what he sees being the focus of a lot of offensive game plans, whether it's a double or a chip. How, as a leader of the defense, when you talk to him, how do you help him not lose his confidence when he's maybe not getting a sack or he's not getting a TFL, but he's still impacting the game because he's drawn a lot of the blocking assignments he's seeing?
Well, I think that with any player that's, you know, used to having stats, it's tough to, you know, maybe come out of a game and not have those type of numbers. We talk to JD all the time about, you know, not chasing plays, but making plays. Mm. And we can't chase plays, you know, because that just opens up things somewhere else. And then the frustration level, and I don't think, he just wants to make sure that the defense is succeeding. And so if he's getting chipped or doubled, I think he understands that. And then there's things that we try to do to free him up a little bit and help him get those matchups as opposed to, you know, allowing teams to double.
One more for you, Coach. Jonathan Joseph had the big game against the Cleveland Browns. And we talk to offensive players who say they like talking to J-Jo about the game. He's a coach on the field and a leader off the field as well. What about him?
I think he's been great for us. He's, you know, him and Kareem, and you know, Kareem's. I there can't be a guy that plays harder than him. The way he throws his body around, I appreciate everything he does. And then certainly J-Jo, with his knowledge of the game, passing game, what the teams are trying to do offensively, it's impressive. And he hasn't slowed down. He's been very, very steady for us over the past couple of years. So I'm glad that he's out there. And then, like I said, you know, Kareem is certainly a physical player. We blitz him. He makes a bunch of tackles in a run game, throws his body around. I'm sure he's appreciating the bye week.
Of course. Coach, thanks a lot for joining us. Yeah. Good luck to you.
Thank you, guys.